Welcome to Play Ball. It's Thursday, April 24th, and we've got a slate with walk-offs, a bullpen meltdown, and one nearly impossible one-hitter. Bailey, pick your poison.
I mean, the poison is the Cubs and Phillies going 10, but that Mets game tried to out-chaos it. And then the Tigers said, no, we're doing a walk-off.
Let's start in Washington, because the Braves keep looking like the Braves. J.R. Richie makes his major league debut, gives up a first-pitch homer to James Wood, and then settles in for 7 innings. That's the kind of debut that tells you a lot about a pitcher.
And it tells you even more when the kid doesn't flinch after Wood launches one. Atlanta was tied 2-2, then the seventh happened and the game just broke open. Wild pitch, walks, Ozzie Albies doing Ozzie Albies things.
Albies finished with 4 RBI. Michael Harris II had 3 hits, and the Braves turned a tight game into a 7-2 win. Richie gets the win, Cade Cavalli punches out 10 in a losing effort, and Washington gets blanked after the fourth.
That's 8 wins in 9 for Atlanta, and they're starting to separate a little bit in that division. 7-2 Braves.
Detroit and Milwaukee gave us the night's first real gut punch. Tarek Skubal was cruising. Then the Brewers stormed back from 3-1 down in the seventh, and suddenly the Tigers were staring at another late-inning mess.
And then Spencer Torkelson said, enough. Jahmy Jones ties it in the eighth, but in the ninth, one pitch from Abner Uribe and the ball is gone. That's a walk-off that feels like a punctuation mark.
Riley Green started it with a 2-run homer, Torkelson ended it with a solo shot, and Detroit wins 5-4. Skubal gave up 4, but Brandt Herder shut the door in the ninth to set the table.
The Tigers are 10-2 at home now. That's not a cute early season note anymore. That's a real thing.
Over in New York, the Mets tried to make it easy, then tried to make it hard, then somehow made it interesting enough for a bullpen subplot. They led 6-1, then 7-2, then 7-3, and Ryan Jeffers hit the grand slam that made everybody in Queens sit up straight.
And then the weirdest part of the night, Huascar Brazoban and Devin Williams doing the little mound dance. You don't see that every day. You really don't.
No, you do not. But Bo Bichette answered with a huge 3-run double in the bottom of the eighth, and the Mets held on 10-8 for their second straight win after that 12-game skid. Brandon Nimmo and Jeffers both had big nights, and Juan Soto went 0-for-3 with 2 walks in his return.
The comeback mattered, but so did the relief. New York needed a win like that to stop the bleeding. They got one.
The Yankees went into Fenway and did what division leaders are supposed to do. Cam Schlittler, in front of family and in the park he grew up around, gave them 8 innings and 4 hits allowed.
That's the story. 4 hits in 8 innings against Boston, and the Red Sox had the lead twice, but never the kind of control you need against a team that's rolling.
Jazz Chisholm Jr. tied it with a 5th-inning homer. Then the 7th inning broke Boston's back. Cody Bellinger with a 2-run pinch-hit single, Aaron Judge with the RBI knock, and the Yankees take it 4-2 for a 3-game sweep.
6 straight wins now for the Yankees, and Boston's dropped 5 of 6. That gap in the East is starting to look less like a gap and more like a trench.
In Chicago, the Cubs and Phillies gave us the longest game of the night, and maybe the loudest. The Cubs led, the Phillies clawed back. Then the lead changed hands 3 different times in the late innings.
Brandon Marsh had 2 homers, Seiya Suzuki had 3 hits and a homer, and then Adolis Garcia ties it in the ninth. That's a lot of damage before the walk-off even arrives.
And then Dansby Swanson, first game-ending hit in 5 years. Opposite field in the 10th. Cubs win 8-7. Michael Busch had 4 RBI. Chicago had 18 hits. And that winning streak is now 9 in a row.
9 straight. And the Phillies? 9 straight losses. That's not a slump. That's a season going sideways in real time.
Texas handled Pittsburgh behind Jacob deGrom, who struck out 10 in 5 and 2/3. And looked every bit like the ace they paid for.
Evan Carter's Inside the Park homer was the kind of weird, beautiful baseball play that makes a park wake up. Then Corey Seager adds a three-run shot, and that's it.
Rangers win, 6-1. O'Neill Cruz got the Pirates' lone homer, but DeGrom was in command from the start, and the Texas bullpen finished the job.
Clean, efficient, and exactly what you want in a rubber match.
The Padres and Rockies turned into a mile-high track meet, and San Diego survived the whole mess. Colorado had 14 hits, Mickey Moniak had a two-homer night, and the Rockies still found a way to lose.
Because the ninth inning happened. Of course it did. Xander Bogaerts and Miguel Andujar start the rally, then Gavin Sheets, on his birthday, crushes the go-ahead three-run homer.
Padres win 10-8. Ron Marinaccio gets the win, Victor Vodnik takes the loss, and Mason Miller closes it out with his ninth save and that scoreless streak still rolling.
That streak is ridiculous. 33 2/3 scoreless for Miller. That's not a hot month. That's a threat.
Arizona got one early, but the White Sox answered late. Andrew Benintendi tied it in the third, and then in the ninth, he sends a three-run shot into the pool area in right center.
That's the kind of swing that can change a road trip. Chase Meidroth draws the walk, Edgar Cuero walks, and Benintendi just hammers the fastball. No drama after that.
White Sox 4, Diamondbacks 1. Davis Martin was solid. Grant Taylor bridged the late innings, and Seranthony Dominguez finished it for save number 5.
Chicago's won 3 of 4. Not bad when you're trying to keep your head above water.
And finally, the Dodgers went into San Francisco and basically said, enough. Tyler Glasnow was magnificent. 1 hit, 9 strikeouts, 8 innings.
1 hit. That's the whole story. Luis Arraez singled in the first, and then everybody else just watched.
Dalton Rushing drove in the first run. Max Muncy benefited from a throwing error. Hyesung Kim added an RBI single, and the Dodgers win 3-0 to avoid the sweep.
That's the kind of night that reminds you why the Dodgers are still right there at the top of the West. Sometimes the lineup doesn't even need to be loud.
That's 9 games in the books, and the standings felt it. The Yankees keep stacking wins, the Cubs keep winning everything in sight, and the Phillies keep sinking.
And the Braves, Padres, and Tigers all had nights that mattered in different ways. That's a full board, Abe.
It certainly is. We'll be back tomorrow to do it again.
Thanks for listening to Play Ball.